welcome to, I'm going to look at my agenda, the August 17th Monclova, Maumee, City of Toledo Economic Development Zone Board meeting. Please join me in saying the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So today's agenda, today's agenda is moving us in a new direction. In April or May, it was April, we dissolved our job creation grant. And so at that time, Brandon said, hey, let's look at what we can do.
I moved your adjourn.
We should have come then, guys.
Oh, just because Tracy walked in.
I know. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
I'm just rambling. You're not missing anything.
Well, traffic was murdered. Through your name, so.
And
who approved that project?
Yeah, let's not even talk about it.
No, it's the ODOT thing. Yeah.
No, you approved it too.
So our goal is to start talking about how we can improve the JEDS area. And our agenda has us approving the minutes and then old business, but I'm going to just move to the new business section of this. So while Eric is here, and Gavin already knows this information, so I thought I would just start there if it's all right with everyone to go to new business.
I can review the minutes real quick.
I can surely move to approve the minutes, but I want the draft you sent out is not correct.
Oh.
So what do you want me to? I can approve the draft you sent out with an amendment so that the revision of applications for job creation grant segment is removed, which is done in the paper version you just handed out.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
So you tell me how you want the motion. You want me to approve the paper version?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I move to approve the minutes from June 15th as presented by our secretary on paper today.
Second.
Discussion?
Sure.
I just printed out the ones that were attached. I don't know if you got my email today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I apologize.
All right. Under the road funding, it has Monclova is being asked $150,000. Maumee was being asked $150,000. I didn't know if the Toledo section of $150,000 was left off.
It was not. That's what the ask was.
To not include Toledo in asking?
We discussed that then, but
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and we'll absolutely go through it all when we get to old business.
And the other thing was just under the new jobs, it should be $1,000,002, but it looks like $1,200.
Okay.
So that was just the only other
thing.
Oh,
yeah, and on the paper copy too. So, yes.
Perfect. Thank you.
So, with those changes, or with that change of $1,000,002, I amend my motion to include that change. How's that sound?
I'll second that.
Okay. On the motion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
The minutes are...
You can still vote.
In fact, I think I need you to vote.
I don't think I can approve minutes.
You can.
I can test
you. You absolutely can.
Okay,
that's
yes.
Okay, I still have five.
Yes, if you
I still,
me and I'm
you
not
can
in trouble
keep
for it,
as,
yes,
you can keep,
approve.
You can keep them as an abstain because we have five yeses. All right. Thanks for making this so easy, guys. Let's move to new business. And as I was saying, when we discontinued the use of a jobs creation grant, Brandon said our focus, and we all had a discussion and agreed, our focus should be making improvements to the Joint Economic Development Zone so that the land that is not developed yet is easily developed. In working with Brandon behind the scenes, we said, let's start this way and see where the conversation goes. So one of the things that's important is to understand property in the JEDs that's not developed and the rules and regulations around where the property sits in Monclova Township. So I introduced Eric Wagner, our zoning administrator, who's going to go through the packet he handed out with you and make sure we're all on the same page.
Can I just really quick
say,
add to that a little bit? As we're getting asked for funding for road projects, I think it's just important for us to look at this area and make sure that if we are going to invest in a road or roads or utilities, that it makes sense for like a master plan, you know, for this whole area, how we can maximize the sites that we have left, because there's only a limited amount of sites that are left. And I don't know it to be true that putting a road where Yarder wants it to be put is the most advantageous place to put the road. So I think that I just wanted to like have that discussion about if there is a plan, or we all felt, you know, that it was important to proactively invest in putting in some of the road and utilities to make these sites more developable so they can be more marketable, you know, to prospective companies. Then there's a lot of money at the state level to do that right now. If we were willing to do that for this project, we might consider just finishing out the rest of the utilities or the rest of the infrastructure that's needed. But without a vision of or master plan of what that is, what the JED area should look like, mm-hmm. I don't know that putting, you know what I mean, where the road's proposed to go is needed. And wouldn't we all just rather make it a one-time investment? This, all the utilities are there. It's all pad ready. We don't have anything else to do in terms of incentivizing companies to go here because all the infrastructure is there. I mean, that was kind of the thought behind this today. And there's other things within the JED about, I see you have it here as one of the items, the Master Association. So the City of Toledo still owns the Stormwater Retention Pond on Strayer, I believe. That was put in to help reduce the on-site retention for companies as a potential incentive. The goal was to have an owners association of all the property owners within the JED that would actually take ownership of that and maintain that. There's other things like lighting and mowing of the medians that also should be addressed as a part of this. And so I just think we need to think a little bit more about putting some structure here, you know, with these various things to make sure we're getting the development we want within the JED. And if we're going to invest in infrastructure, that it's infrastructure that's going to support what we're trying to attract at the end of the day. So,
yes, and this is the start of a conversation.
Yeah.
We're not going to finish this today.
Yeah, right.
Weren't we going to get like a big map and like all get all around it and get that idea and visualize it?
I have a map, and we didn't print all the pages, but I have it digitally, and I can email it to everybody. But it basically shows, I have every parcel on there, and it shows the address, the location. So have every single vacant parcel is on a map page, and so I could send that to anybody who wanted it. That'd be easy enough to do.
I'd be great. Yeah.
So this is every vacant parcel.
Yeah. And so this database, or this Excel spreadsheet I made, and actually, just to go back a little bit on the agenda, it mentions our website. If just wanted to show you, it's up on the screen. And I can, do you mind if I sneak around you for a second?
No, go right ahead.
Okay. Thanks.
I gave
you
your...
Yeah, so here's our website. It's monclovatwp.org. And then here's monclovatwp.org/zoning. That's our zoning section. And then if you look under resolution, got our zoning resolution right there. And then if you look under comprehensive plan, got our comp plan right there. So just wanted to show you that real quick.
You have a question or you wonder if something's allowable, it's there and
yeah.
Eric's available to answer questions.
You can always call me or email me, yeah. And so I made an Excel spreadsheet with accompanying maps showing all the various vacant properties that are in the JED area. And if you look, they're on various streets. Got some in Briarfield. Some of them are what I call rear parcels, which means they're kind of connected to maybe highway projects. There's some on Keystone. There's some on Clova. But some of the information, I get the parcel number, I get the current tax value, I do the taxes per half, which also includes all the assessments for the property. And then I have notes on here, so it'll say like rear-facing expressway, has CAUV, so you know that's something that you gotta put and take into consideration. Might not be shown in Aries for some reason, and if it's not in Aries, then I wasn't able to get as much information on it, like the acreage and stuff like that. And then two properties are going to be developed in the very near future. One is the Friendship Kitchen, and the other is the Dana Solar Field. And so they're vacant currently, but they won't be vacant much longer.
That's 3941 Technology Drive, and the Friendship Kitchen is...
Friendship Kitchen is... let's see, 6555 Left River Road. And then I get the acreage for, sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you said some of these aren't usable. Is that pretty easy for you to...
Oh, you can see right on the map. If it's a tiny little strip of land facing the expressway, it's probably not a buildable parcel. There's only a handful of those. There's not many of those. But they're usually called rear, so it'll be in the address. It'll say like Briarfield Boulevard.
1, 2, 3, 4 right away.
And some of them may be buildable or usable or combinable, but some of them may be just too small. And you can look under right of acreage. I mean, one of them is 0.219 acres. That's really, really tiny. That'd be like a small home building lot. And, you know, some of them are really small like that. Then I get the square footage. Then I give utilities. And the utilities that I'm talking about are sewer, water, and sanitary. I'm not talking about the various kind of natural gas or electrical. I'm just talking about the main public utilities, what's nearby and what isn't nearby. And do you have any questions on the Excel spreadsheet at all?
Does it get us where we need to be?
It did. You're welcome.
Is this the spreadsheet?
Yeah.
And what date could I mark on this when it was prepared?
This week.
This week?
You could, okay. Today, yesterday, yeah.
So these are all vacant lots. Maybe they need to be buildable lots, right? Maybe we need to know where. And you're telling me, Eric, that the map.
The color map, which is on my main.
Yeah.
Main one shows everything. It shows every lot. You can see where it's located if it's a rear, and that's. I have it on a thumb drive on the computer right now.
Do you want to put it up?
I can pull it up if you want.
Yeah. I said we won't need it, but we do. Okay. Hey, welcome, Ken. Welcome, Gavin.
Sorry, I'm late.
Bad traffic.
Okay, traffic was bad. We had 3 people with bad traffic. I'm going to say you had...
He was not answering or anything. And it was solid at about 2 miles an hour from north up.
Well, if it's wet, people just go slow.
Okay, since I got the presentation up, I'll just go over our zoning update real quick. Okay. And I just mentioned that we're working on a few updates. One is on solar energy. We're working on specific language for solar energy fields. And the second is self-storage facilities, which seem to be very popular all over Northwest Ohio, and they're mainly self-storage, and they mainly have no employees on site anymore. And the third new section is about short-term rentals. That would be like Airbnb, Vrbo, those kind of things. And then...
What is being updated as it relates to self-storage? Just curious.
Just putting more modernized regulations. Our regulations have been around for a long time, so just... adding more detail, more specificity.
Got it.
We were not like them in the Jets.
How about a moratorium?
There is a moratorium.
There is a moratorium.
We have a moratorium. It can't last forever. You have to be working on something. So we're working on it, and we don't want it in the Jets because that's about employees. But there are other industry, businesses that are the same thing that we need to be ahead of as well. Mm-hmm. Data centers, for instance.
Wasn't the formation of the JEDS for economic development and that a storage facility does not meet that criteria, period. So it should be permanently.
That's why we're working
not
on
the
well, you're not allowing it in this zoning area.
It would be economic development areas, yeah. And so that's what we're working on currently, the languages.
So it would be not allowable use within this zoning category?
Not so much zoning categories as economic development areas, yeah. So if a commercial area was outside of an economic development area, if it was a small independent area, it would be allowable, but not inside economic development areas.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Because we know that's important to this board.
Yeah.
You can't generate income. What's the use?
Yeah.
Have a self-storage next to a world headquarters.
We do. Thank you.
I mentioned on here our comp plan, just that we have a section on Briarfield and actually it won't let me rotate. I apologize. But you guys have it in your packet. Just a,
yeah.
Briarfield Triad planning area, so that talks about, and you already have that in your planning area. And then to start with, and then to go back to what I was discussing, and I can send this to everybody, I made a map of all the vacant parcels in the township just to kind of give everybody an idea where they are. So like here you can see on Keystone the various vacant parcels. You can see, you know, over here, you can see, this is where the gas station's going to go, but currently there's nothing there yet.
And that's not in the JED, right here, the gas station?
That is, yeah.
It is in the JED?
Yeah. I believe so, yeah.
Line on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know that's in the JED.
That was owned by the city at one point, City of Toledo, mm-hmm. I think.
It was owned by somebody out of Illinois for a long, long time.
Or the other corner.
LLC, okay. I believe.
The other two.
So that's why we come back to you all the time, Patrick. Do you know those properties are in the JED, and are you getting the tax dollars for us? And without a list from your department,
those
we can't compare and contrast.
The buildings, the bakery, all that stuff's in the JEDs.
Okay. And
yeah.
They're being taxed.
I assume they're being taxed. I don't know. I mean, I don't go through every parcel. There's 13,000 parcels in the city. I don't know for sure. But
okay.
I'll check on it, though, now that I've got this map.
Here's one of those.
Oh,
here.
I'm going to go through it this week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or, actually,
okay.
Monday.
Okay.
It's back.
So here's one of those rear parcels, and I'm not exactly sure how that's being impacted by the road work, but part of it might be developable or maybe attached to another parcel for development. For example, that's a large rear parcel.
Didn't Tolson just buy that from the county before 28 started?
I'm not sure. I'd have to check the transfers.
I think they do.
Yeah.
So they might be planning something.
The only egress they're going to get is off of Briarfield.
Here's those ones that I was talking about that probably are not very usable. See how small they are?
Mm-hmm.
And they go right up to the road. So that's what I was talking about when I mentioned some of them are just tiny.
A lot of these parcels. That was really...
It's Aries. Just the weird things. But I get a question. And Eric, maybe you can best answer this. Have you guys looked at maximum parking requirements? Because what I've noticed when I look at this drawing you put in here, and something we've noticed in Maumee, is that we require so much parking for Black Fridays that no longer exist.
Yeah.
And we got these huge parking lots, and there's half the cars parked in them. And they're taking up valuable land, the buildings, and tax value can be created.
Our parking from like a, I'll call it a historical perspective, was kind of lower than a lot of places. And so we don't have as much of a problem for that. We were never as high as some other. I get what you're saying, the idea of like a Great Eastern shopping center or Miracle Mile with this ginormous parking lot that's very, very rarely ever. I get what you're saying, these giant parking lots or the mall parking lots, but yeah, our parking requirements were always pretty modest. I mean, there's been cases where in my memory, people have had to increase their parking because they didn't have enough. We've always had fairly modest requirements.
I think it's just making a huge change in the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Like the Kentucky Fried Chicken and the Wendy's is building in Maumee right now. They essentially have 12 parking spaces because almost 93% of their business is drive-through. So
yeah.
I'm just wondering, even on that kind of stuff, we looked at it. Because if you did something like that here, maybe. This gas station, that maybe we should take a look at the parking space requirements. And
I added it to my notes. We'll look at it in the township.
Here's one parcel that I think would be very, very developable, just for everybody's reference. It's right next to the credit union. It just has been empty for a long time, for whatever reason.
Is that on your inventory here? This list?
Yeah. Yeah, we have it.
Who's the owner there?
Yeah, it says Directions Credit Union.
Directions Credit Union.
Okay. Yeah. It's been vacant for a long time. And here's properties. And Senator has some extra land, which I'm assuming they want to hold in case they need to expand, I'm guessing.
Right there. Where's the Dana solar field going?
Right there.
Okay.
That's a shame. I like solar fields, but like Owens Corning has them over their parking lot. Is you got one heat island, right? It's just a shame that they're taking it.
We talked it through. It really isn't a shame. It works out really well for the community. They can't do the Owens Corning system. They can't put it on the roof.
On the roof, on the parking lot.
Yeah, they can't do it that way. They use their parking lot for cars, demonstrations, semis. You can listen to
them. Yeah, we came. They gave a presentation. We asked about that, and it just it was cost prohibitive. And when they use their vendor days, they have different weekends throughout the year that people are going in there. They do shows and semis, and the cost was prohibitive too, because they'd have to build it so high for that, and it just didn't make any sense.
Here's some of the big, larger parcels that are still vacant. There's three of them here. There's actually a little tiny. This was a farmer's lane at one time in the center, I believe. But
is that a separate parcel?
It is, yeah.
So does that a separate owner, I should ask?
It's both. These are both under St. Luke's, according to Aries.
Okay.
And then this is under a trust.
Stupid, they can't combine them when it's like that small.
It could be combined, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a county function. Here's more properties and. There was supposed to be a credit union here many years ago. It just never got built.
These are nice slides.
And then this is where Strayer Road currently, Deer Ridge curves on the Strayer, and then that's where that is currently. And then,
Eric, are they doing a roundabout at Strayer and 20A right there?
I've heard that there's talk of it. I don't know what the status of that is, Gavin, but that's been talked about for a long time, actually, before we even started getting roundabout. And then there's the pond parcel, and then there's another parcel right next to it. Those are both city and Toledo. And that's it.
Is that the pond you were referring to?
Yeah, it benefits the whole. Which is nice. I mean, it's a nice amount.
Where is that?
Right next to Strayer?
Yeah.
South the west border. Side.
It's right next to the Roald Alloys.
Yeah.
Development. Yeah. It's like right across the street.
Just north of it slightly. Yeah.
So everyone ties into it. And they reduce it.
Is that where all the dirt piles there? You dug a pond and just let the mountain of dirt be there?
Yeah. So everyone benefits from it, but we own it. We don't want to own it. We've sold all of our land here. I mean, it should be the property owners that benefit from using the stormwater detention pond that ultimately
I don't know why. The city of Toledo owns it?
Yeah.
And we've had this argument with somebody at Myers who put a big outlot they're doing there, and we told them they couldn't, that they had to get a shared use agreement, because I said, you know, what happens if somebody on your property spills hydraulic fluid into the storm sewer, it's in that pond, we hold the pond owner responsible, not the person who spilled it. Same way with the EPA, that's how they run it. I don't know why anybody would. Kroger, where Kroger is, and the Fifth Third made a separate tap for their own stormwater retention because they were going to Kroger ponds. But we talked to Kroger. I said, do whatever you want. But we're coming after you if somebody goes in their parking lot and spills hydraulic or oil or something into your pond. So it does. It seems very strange that there's not a. Probably should have been done a long time ago, right?
That's the problem. Eric is familiar with the Briarfield Association.
It's been around for a long time, since even before, I believe it was founded before anything was even built there. Yeah. And basically it's the entire Briarfield Boulevard and also the courts that like Kit Lane and the streets that go off of Briarfield. So they have architectural control, they have signage control, I'm not sure of all the assessments that they give to the building owners, but they do have an active association there, and I know it's still active today.
And Eric, is that in the plat, like when that was platted out originally? How is that association?
I think it's just like a homeowners association. I'm sure it's in the title documents. Probably when you build there, you have to sign, just like when you're moving into an HOA neighborhood. But it functions exactly like an HOA neighborhood, is my understanding. But it's not in the plat at all. It's a separate document.
And that's basically everything from Maumee, Western, North.
To Salisbury,
yeah.
Is there a common stormwater detention pond parcel that benefits all those parcels?
They have a pond, I know. I know there's actually two ponds, I believe, that service that area. One in the back, and then there's one right on Briarfield.
And the association owns it?
I would have to. I could look it up. I could tell you right now who owned it if you want to know where it is. Yeah. It's
probably the association.
Probably, but I have to look it up.
Yeah. Well, what's to stop the city of Toledo in saying, hey, if you don't set up an association, you're going to pay a tap fee?
Yeah, or we'll plug the pipe and flood your property.
Well, and I got another
question.
Here's
my phone number.
I got another question regarding that. So the dirt pile next to it is also Toledo's?
No. I mean, it's the dirt from the pond. But
whose property is that?
That's Roald Alloy's now.
It was City of Toledo's property. They put it on their property, but they sold it.
With the dirt pile.
Bonus.
Nobody required them to
move
the dirt?
We must not have.
It actually worked out really well for them because they put a lot of berms, or are going to put a lot of
they're
berms
to
shield the name,
yeah.
They're going to use
good.
I noticed they have already.
Yeah. What we thought was a huge deterrent to that site actually worked out to be an advantage, because that site actually sat low, which we were worried about, because if you let it sit low long enough, it can become wetlands, right?
Yeah.
And so they were able to use that dirt to level off the site and then create the berms around the residential to the west.
And we're talking about them spreading some dirt on the Mudstrayer Road that has been abandoned and actually planting grass seed and making sure nobody can access that road. So we're starting that conversation too. So the dirt's great for them. Okay. You're absolutely right. We got very lucky.
Yeah.
But to go back to your homeowners, your business owners association, I think it requires the city of Toledo to do the ask, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need to ask the business owners in place.
Right.
In a formal sort of way.
Yeah.
Can we do it from this board? Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the ask of this board. I think it was trying to understand the structure that happened, you know, in the first section, and trying to understand how that was accomplished. Whether it was through the JED board or through the plat. I mean, I've heard various.
Do you want him to confirm that? And the ponds are owned by the homeowners association.
Yeah, if you could, whatever research you have.
Confirm ponds. Yeah, my understanding is that it's not a plat thing. It's probably in the deed documents. And
you said you work with the association all the time.
I do.
Did you need that contact information?
It's Jerry Miller is the person I deal with.
Oh, it's Jerry.
Yeah.
So, Paul, is the city of Toledo issuing permits to tap to the pond? Are people just doing it?
I don't know if people are just doing it. There are certain parcels that it was engineered.
Sure. I mean, I get it. It was done in the SWIP, and you have to determine how much impermeable surface you got. I'm just wondering, still, you have to have a permit to tap into somebody else's property across it. Like, was there a general easement? Or the reason I'm saying that is that you may have the ability to strong-arm getting rid of the property.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Plug up the pipes.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't plug them, but you'd certainly say, nobody else taps in until you work this out, because...
Right.
I can't imagine if any contamination happens on any of the properties that discharge it, are you on the hook? And you can go after these people,
like
but they're subsidiary.
It's like a bad check, whoever ultimately was the source, under my understanding of environmental law, is liable.
True.
But it's not a predicament I would want the city or any of us to be in, don't get me wrong.
That's right.
But it should be addressed, yeah. There is an inherent risk to that situation.
So we have some path forward. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a little exploration. You guys are going to talk about how you might want to get people involved, and we can touch base on it again.
Yeah. What, can I ask a quick question as it relates to like maintenance? Like I've heard, I think it might have actually been Jerry Miller that talked about like maintenance of that boulevard and like the lighting within this part of the Jed.
Briarfield's a county road. I mean, I know that there's a little stone right over in that plaza in the on the north. Actually, on the corner of Salisbury and Briarfield, and that where that little strip plaza is, it'd be on the west side of the road. There is a little signage for Briarfield, and I believe the association paid for that.
But Briarfield is plowed, and the
median
is mowed by the county.
Yes.
Okay.
And lighting is assessed to business owners.
Okay.
Does the county have the ability to set up drainage districts? Or is that just left to the county?
I don't think we've ever set up one. I think various sub parts of government can set them up, but I'm not an expert in that.
Oh, the reason I ask is that might be the direction. Because I assume you have major storm lines that go in there. Not everybody runs a new line into the pond, right? They're going into a storm sewer system. The system can be set up as a drainage district, as
so
a special assessment for both for maintenance of the ditch and the pipes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a state that allows storm sewer districts, storm sewer utilities, and that could be run through Mount Clova if you run the source, but at least it gives you the ability to maintain it. And
okay.
It's a suggestion.
So more work.
I'll check on it.
That might work. That might actually be the best solution.
Because what would be the benefit of the business association? I mean, other than the storm piece of it, I mean, Briarfield, there's other amenities, sounds like, but with this side of the Jed, I mean, outside of the storm piece, what's the benefit?
Well, like for example, Briarfield, they have the ability to, I guess you'd say, regulate aesthetics more than we're able legally to regulate in terms of signage. And we regulate exterior aesthetics and signage,
right.
But they can go above and beyond what we can do. Just like, for example, in a homeowners association, I can't regulate what color your siding is, but an HOA can say you can't have, you know, orange siding or whatever, you know, but and they're the same way. They can go above and beyond what we're legally allowed to do in terms of aesthetics.
Got it. Oh, you're not home rule.
We're not home rule, no.
That's what the difference is. I was going to say, why don't you just use architectural standards and do away with all these committees? Okay, I get it.
15 people away from home rule. 25, something like that. And then we would have to decide we wanted to be home rule. But
there's a lot of benefit to it.
Yeah. So that's good for now?
Yeah, I think that's good. Thank you.
Maybe we could put that map together like you want to see it, and then that would help us with the roads. But that's going to be more county than it's going to be township, so we would need to have the engineering department here. Mm-hmm. But when I look at those from the little pieces of the map, it looks like most of them have access. They're not needing roads.
Right. It's really just the...
It's the yarder
the two,
piece that
yeah.
we're talking about.
Right.
So can I go back up to old business now? And Eric, I thank you for being here. Anybody else need Eric? If you want to go, you feel free to go. If you want to sit and listen to the yarder conversation, feel free as well.
Okay, yeah,
thank you, Eric.
Oh, you're welcome. Anybody have any questions? You all good?
Appreciate it.
You know that map that we have in the conference
thanks.
Room? The big area of all of Maumee. See, that would be awesome to have something like that in Chad's district.
Yep.
Yeah. And I don't know how.
We probably have a map.
Like
right.
That.
We've hired.
It's an aerial.
We've hired Glenn to do various things, and he could...
Right.
He could do. We connect
the board. The board would have to decide to buy it, right? So
it would be a worthy investment because
yeah.
it's something that would go on forever.
Kind of comes out of marketing dollars.
They have services to topos right down to 6-inch intervals. Yeah, flooring does all that now. It's just really so different.
Eric, would it be too big of a deal to get a quote from Glenn for an aerial map of the Jed's region?
No, I can ask him.
Okay.
Maybe
so we can put that on the next
yeah.
meeting agenda too. So can we go to old business and talk about the yarder meeting? Patrick, we had lots of people not in attendance, and Gavin, I'm going to make you step up and recap the meeting. And some things have come in since then, so we know the $400,000 has come in and things of that nature, but Yarder was here and made a presentation with the final ask being Maumee and Monclova giving the missing funds or the funds that still haven't, the last piece of the puzzle. But this board then, and I'm going to make Gavin recap this, right? This board then had a conversation about, hey, it's a bigger picture than just Yarder. I don't know if it is or not, Brandon, but that everyone on this, every entity should be giving $100,000, $150,000, something along those lines. Josh, correct me too if I'm wrong. And we would go back to our people and see what we could come up with. Gavin.
All right. I'll try and remember. I'll do that on some of the details probably, but I mean, everyone's familiar with what the deal is. You know, they're trying to get a road in. They had sources and uses with some different grant monies, and what they were putting in, they said it was a discount on the property that the seller of the property was going to contribute based upon the original price, so trying to get buy-in from everyone that benefits from this. They had a proposal for two different roads, one going from Clover Road north to it, and then the other one going from Technology, or whatever we call that road now, you know, east to it. Their preference was to do the road north right away because there were no easement issues or anything like that. The other one had to split through properties, and they thought that would be a lot harder to accomplish from that standpoint. So when they came up with their numbers and they were applying for different state things, and they told us, we got a memo the other day, the $400,000 that they applied for, they received. So I think that just leaves the shortfall of what we were asking for, maybe, or what they were asking for from, you know, us and you know, whoever's sitting around this table. And that's when the discussion went to, this is one piece of what needs to happen in the JADZ, and if we could rewind time, City of Toledo wouldn't own the detention pond all by themselves. There would be an association, there would have been a master developer, and you know, all of this would have happened, but that's not how it happened. You know, this is where we're at now, so how does this board say, how do we, you know, collaborate together to move forward to get the economic development going? Because if we don't do it, it's just going to sit there and stay vacant, you know, the way it has been. Some of these parcels, you know, are usable unless we put the infrastructure in, and there is no master developer. So that's where the discussion went. And we went back to the Monclova trustee board and got buy-in from them, not about the specific project, just in general, mm-hmm. with the understanding that, you know, there is a specific project asked that would come through there. So that's where the Monclova trustees board came up with it, and I can't remember the dollar amount. I think we might have set up to $250,000 or something like that. But yeah. I can't remember.
It was based on our partners.
Yeah.
So is this Gary Ori and TIFF?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's to pay for
20A.
The interchange.
Does it pay enough to do the interchange? Is there excess funds?
We haven't collected any money in the TIF yet. Is that what you're asking?
Oh, I'm asking the projection. Is the projection enough in the TIF for the 20A interchange to... I assume you did it in the vacant land, not the base value of the existing buildings there, just a small area? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to.
Yeah, that was wild.
You're just trying to think of another way to fund it.
Yeah.
Because mommy's not giving $150,000 for this project.
I can't. I can't get council buy-in. I've talked to people that I know I'd have to sell. The only way I'd have to do it is our Fallen Timbers TIF is very widely worded, very broadly. We have money there. And we're putting a road in at the mall to run the water and sewer back to Black Road. To the, everybody gets to develop off of that. And we're bidding that. It's off the bid right now. I would have to make the argument that something benefited Fallen Timbers TIF district, right? So if there's a right-of-way and it serves, you know, is it a is the approach work, is it a loop road, that kind of stuff, I could probably make the argument, right? It's got to serve the Fallen Timbers TIF somehow. If the intersection gets closed down, is there a bypass that becomes a bypass from Clover to Priorfield? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out a way to make it fit. Because we just lost $1 million in tax revenue
mm-hmm.
through St. Luke's.
Yeah.
That was an income tax loss that just hit us really hard.
It's just a little blip. Don't worry.
Yeah.
No, so it's going to come back.
According to Bob Baxter, it's not.
Okay.
He told me in a meeting 2 weeks ago.
Okay. He would know better than me.
He told me, he goes, yep, it's never going to be a hospital. It's not going to be a hospital. Don't get your hopes up.
No, it's not
going to
be a hospital. Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to work with him. Redeveloping the site, residential, some other stuff. We'll figure that out. But I'm never going to get back to $1 million in income tax revenue.
Right.
So I've got to figure out a way to do that or stretch it, right? So that's one thing to $50,000 a year. It's a whole other thing, too. Because we've got, I mean, the city right now has got $28 million of our share of revenue projects going on for the next 2 years. That's really tough to just do it. So that's why I ask if
you're moving to another way of funding. Can we get through? You're not able
to make a $150 cash donation like that. I don't think I can support for it.
Okay. And the city of Toledo, did you all find anything out as you were exploring?
I think with the other project not moving forward, was a part of this project, so it was the Yarder project and the other project. That really just means that we're supporting Yarder, and you guys weren't here the last meeting, but we've been working with Yarder for the past 4 years to try to find a location within the city. We've done multiple site visits. We've been working with them. They're a great Toledo-based company. We're supportive, you know, of their decision to locate in the JED, and are happy that they're in the JED. We don't feel like we're going to be able to get the support politically to help a Toledo-based company relocate out of the city and getting the funding to help them do that. It's a hard sell for us. As much as we love them and want to help them, and
right, and when we talk about the JEDs in general and just supporting the JEDs and infrastructure, and we look at these maps, it's pretty clear that the infrastructure needed is here, not somewhere else.
Right. Without a question. So I brought something similar to that up a couple months ago. I guess that's the reason I ask about the TIF. because I don't know what Gavin or what you guys or whether you hired a firm to project the TIF revenue based on just these companies alone, and whether or not the payback for the 28 portion, the 4.5 or the 5.6, whatever they capped us at each, whether or not that money is because, you know, we all share in income tax revenue, but we don't share in property tax revenue. And Monclova gets that, which is legitimate. I get it. But on this particular TIF district, does it make sense to try to understand better? I don't. You probably already do, but I don't understand the revenue picture over a 20-year period on that TIF. And maybe developing this for a shovel-ready site in terms of having all the infrastructure done now instead of just that one road, maybe it's a bond that uses TIF as its support over a 25-year period that does that. Not just 28, but says this site is developed for that purpose. Because quite frankly, we benefit in income tax revenue, not in a third of that. So we don't benefit in large, and I don't know what the property tax draw is from this. I don't know what the rate is or whatever. I'm just looking at a way to fund the larger picture.
I think I hear you that Monclova Township is going to benefit the most from this. So let's figure out how the TIF could be spread evenly to fund this project. But I don't think we need this board to do that. We just need Monclova Township to do that.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you should divide money between people, but just for the purposes of developing the TIF district itself, we don't have income tax TIFs. We have property tax TIFs. So
right,
I don't,
right.
So I don't know how. And quite frankly, I don't know what the value of Yarder is or what their cost of developing or what this other, the Great Lakes that wants to build the other big buildings or what their
value
is.
But they're not there. Right. Yarder has somebody else now, supposedly. But I think I understand. Toledo doesn't feel comfortable at this point in the project. Maybe if something changes, we could come back to it. Maumee doesn't have the funding right now. They'd like us to look at how can we use Monclova tools to find the funding. Yeah. So I think that's great. This board spent a lot of time working on this, right? Like, I think we did some good work here. It didn't turn out that we're going to give anybody funding right now, but maybe as things change, there'll be room to come back to this conversation. Or, as you said, maybe we'll find enough funding in our TIF to do it without our JEDS partners. I think that's what you were saying.
Well, no, or, I mean, the TIF can, Monclova can bond for the money, use it. Pledge the TIF, but other sources of revenue can pledge the TIF. I didn't say the city, I couldn't sell the city paying for some of this improvement. What I said is I can't cash out $150,000 and I can't borrow money for something outside my jurisdiction, right? I don't have any legal mechanism for doing that. Mm-hmm. What we can do is enter into an agreement with Monclova Township over a 5-year period to pay the same amount back to Monclova if they bond for the improvement. That's weird, kind of what I was getting at. And I just thought you could use a TIF to do that, to use that as a mechanism. That's what I'm saying.
I wrote that down. I'll look into it. Something I've never looked into. So
I've done it before. I just haven't done it in the state, so I don't know.
It's number 3 on the list now. We'll move it up to 1, okay? We have a meeting scheduled for the September, the third Thursday in September. If we can get it done by then, if we can find out if that's feasible, we'll hold that meeting. If not, we'll do the October meeting. Sound good?
Brandon, they were going to build the road, right?
They were going to be here for the third Thursday.
Yes, they were going to build it themselves.
And their ask for us was to take revenue that we would have otherwise gotten from the JED and put it towards that, kind of like what we did for 28, right, Paul? Isn't that what we...
That's what you did.
A little bit different than you cashing it out a little bit, but I guess, I don't know. If that changes anything, just, I wanted to make sure you knew that's what the ask was, not write a check. tomorrow. It's like reimburse over it.
But how do you reimburse a private company with public funds?
It's a cash advance.
But you can't do that. We have no authority legally, do we, to lend money to a private company unless we're a state or a special district that's subdivision of the state to do that?
I'm building a public infrastructure project, so it's not like it's a reimbursement for their own development. It's specifically for the road.
And
I mean, it's technically what the state's doing
with the $400,000, right?
And what Jobs Ohio is doing with their OSIP money.
Yeah, but they can do it. State has authority to do that. I don't know we do. That's an attorney.
Or the JED or the local
unit of government. I don't know. That. Remember, this came up when we talked about what was the loan mechanism that we had to rewrite a couple years back. Dawn had to rewrite something. And how we...
The jobs grant?
No, something else. I can't remember this now.
Yeah, I know we've done it in the city for public infrastructure.
Yeah, I don't think my council is going to say to somebody, I didn't realize that. I thought it was a publicly bid project. I don't think our attorney will feel comfortable offsetting revenue. It's the same as giving them a check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the what if that you might donate it back, and you can agree to donate it back. I'm not so sure our auditors wouldn't say, what are you doing?
Well,
I thought it was a publicly bid project. I thought you guys were doing it.
I can have Yard or touch base with you again, Patrick. Because the presentation sort of explained all that, like how that was, but I can't speak for that presentation.
I met with them. Yeah,
yeah.
I'm sure it's very,
but
very
those,
similar.
Right, those questions would be best.
They never brought up how it was going to be constructed. They said at one time Lathrop was going to do it. I thought their numbers were way low.
Yeah.
And they were, as we found out. But I didn't, because I don't, unless you publicly bid the project, how do you know you're getting the price that...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's where it becomes squirrely as all. It's not that I don't trust them. I've got to tell our auditors, and auditors in this state are a little different than Michigan. You make a mistake up there, you're either prosecutor or here, they make you pay it back yourself
mm-hmm.
if you make a mistake. Like you personally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm like not into that.
Okay, where are
I can do some checking on it too, just to verify. I'll check with the bond council.
I wonder too if the TID grant requires them to publicly bid it. I don't know the answer to that. I've only done one TID.
I'll follow up with Yard or two, okay?
Yeah.
I'd be surprised it didn't.
I would too.
I would be really surprised if it didn't require a public vote.
Because I thought the county was doing the engineering for it.
Right.
That's what Mike just
means.
Right.
The ORC requires anything over 70. They just change it, right? Anything over 75,000 has to be publicly bid. It was 50. No,
again,
75. Just got done in the budget bill.
The presentation shared that information.
Yeah.
It's just not on the top of my.
I know. I don't expect you to jump.
So I'll check with Yarder. I'll have him call you. If we can pull something together for the next meeting related to this funding, if you come up with anything creative, what have you, we'll meet in September. If not, we'll see you in October. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan.
I would ask for public comment, but no one is here, so I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
I will second.
No tax update?
That would be
I don't have it. I'm sorry.
Would
you
like
normally
that?
Have that on the agenda, right?
Yeah,
at the end of the quarter?
Okay.
I don't know that. I'm asking. At the end of the quarter, you want a tax update?
I asked if there was one. I'm told there's not. And I'm just asking what is the expectation of this board?
I can get it for you. I just don't have it.
Patrick, will you send out quarterly tax updates?
Well, Jennifer's supposed to be doing it quarterly.
Okay.
She said she would. I thought she'd communicate with Gavin that she would, but I'll talk to her.
Okay. On my list too. Thank you, Paul. There was a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
orderly.
You.
Orderly.
Tuesday.
Well,